Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All righty, then I will talk to you after.
Yeah, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello, Elias.
And what shall we discuss?
So this is my first session today, and I have read a lot of sessions, but now I still have some questions. Since yesterday, I know from Ojin, he asked you some days ago about my essence name and my essence family. And my essence name was Aida. That was my impression, and you confirmed it. And my my family was Zuli, and my alignment was Inari. And I'm so amazed and full of love that I know this, and I would like to know a little bit more about the Zuli and with alignment Zumari, because I always thought I would be Zumafi, and now I would like to have some more information about the Zuli.
In relation to the Zuli family and the qualities of that family?
Yes, please, yeah.
This family expresses qualities of appreciation of beauty in any form. There is a strong quality of paying attention to form and movement, and in that there is generally much attention with the body consciousness.
Okay.
In relation to appearance, to performance, to movement, and not merely the body consciousness of themselves and other individuals, but also all types of forms, and appreciating the beauty that is expressed in physical forms.
Okay. Yes, and on the other hand, I have a lot of physical ailments. And I would like to ask if it's usual for Zuli to have physical ailments, especially on the left side. My left side is a little bit weak.
I would express that this is not unusual. Many individuals that are associated with the Zuli family do create physical affectingnesses. And in this, it generally is a matter of creating different physical manifestations to offer themselves information, for they do pay attention to the body consciousness, and this is a manner of communication. And also, at times, they may create physical manifestations to explore and discover how to alter them.
Okay. Could you help me to get through some of these processes to come to my communication, or to see more of my communication with myself? I'm often not really sure in what I communicate with myself.
And what are the physical manifestations?
For example, since yesterday in the evening, big tension in the left shoulder blade. It's really hard, and it was in the near of the heart, but on the other side, on the back side. And it was so hard that I couldn't breath. I was really tensioned. And it was difficult, and it's always difficult to come to a point where I can release.
I would offer you a suggestion for this is a situation of holding energy, which is also not unusual, but I would express to you that you are holding energy in this area of the body consciousness in somewhat of an intensity, for you are generating a significant amount of tension. Now, the manner in which you can begin to practice releasing that tension is to be practicing with relaxing. My suggestion to you would be to begin with incorporating a tub.
A tub?
Yes. A bath.
Okay.
With very warm water, and I would express to include rose oil in the bath. Now,
okay. The
rose oil will be soothing, and it creates a relaxing sensation with the skin, and it also affects the senses, for it incorporates soothing qualities. Now, in this, it is not merely the bath that you will engage. For once you place yourself in the bath, allow yourself to incorporate several of your minutes relaxing and merely paying attention to the sensation of the water with your skin. Not thinking, merely paying attention to the sensation of the water with your skin. Now, once you have expressed that for a few of your minutes, I would express to you to close your eyes and begin a visualization. Now, this visualization will be one in which you are drifting in space.
Mm-hmm.
You are complete.
I had such an experience from the last week, and I was in the public bath, and I was outside, and the sun was shining into my face, and that was a really relieving situation, so I can consider what you mean, and what I can do with this. It's wonderful.
Very well.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you for this.
You are welcome.
And then I have another question, and last year I was living with Sari for 1 year, and we made a mediation course. I was a teacher in the mediation class, and last year I decided to be a speaker in front of mediation to tell them something about self-mediation. I invented self-mediation with your support. I transformed my conflicts into gold boxes where I can find a lot of diamonds in it. But I still have two conflicts. They are really heavy, and I don't know how to manage them, how to deal with them. And so I want to express this conflict to you, and probably you have an idea what's going on there.
Very well.
Okay, the one is with my daughter Helen. She's 6 years old, and every morning when she has to go to the kindergarten, because I want her to go there because I paid a lot of money for the kindergarten, and she said, no, I don't want to go, and I want to stay with you, and for what I shall go there. And then I get very furious and angry and loud, and this is a situation which we created often nearly every day. So this is one of the situations. And the other one is with the father of Helen. He is a good friend. We don't have an intimate relationship, but we are good friends. And he triggers me often that I get angry and nervous with him. And I would like to know what kind of relationship or what kind of focuses do we share, and what's going on there. I really can't imagine what's going on with my daughter and what's going on with her father. What kind of relationship and focuses do we share? In regard to the conflict we create or I create.
You share many focuses, but that is not what is creating this situation. It is not necessarily associated with the other focuses that you share. It is a matter of what energies you are expressing now and how you are interactive. Now, with your daughter, I would express to you that when you are expressing an opposing energy, you will reflect that to yourself.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
In this, it is important to understand that it does not matter that it appears that the other individual may begin the conflict or not. That is not the point. For the point is that the energy is being expressed before the conflict begins.
Yeah.
The conflict is the result of the energy that is being expressed. Therefore, it is important to change the energy rather than anticipating that you will engage a conflict. It is important for you to relax and to be generating a different type of energy, one that is not defensive, one that is not aggressive, and one that is not controlling.
Okay.
You can change your energy by changing what you do and the associations that you generate. You generate a general association that you will incorporate conflict, and therefore you and therefore you anticipate it. And it occurs. Rather, it is important for you to allow yourself to relax, to genuinely listen to your daughter and allow yourself to be supportive rather than arguing.
Yes.
When she expresses, do not match that energy with aggression. Rather, allow yourself to express a supportiveness to her. For she is receiving a payoff for engaging the conflict, for you react.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
If you are not reacting and matching energy with her, you can create a calmer environment between the two of you, and you can express an acceptance of her, and that will allow you to be supportive of her rather than opposing of her. Now, in association with the father, what creates the conflict in that situation?
For example, I have an example. We know each other since 7 years, and we are sitting on the table in the kitchen. It's always the same table in this flat and in the other flat, and it's almost on the same, it's the same location. We discuss, for example, the speech for the self-mediation, and he asked me, tell me, what do you mean by self-mediation? And he, I think he has expectations that I have to tell him what exactly I want to tell, and I really don't know what to tell the people. And so he pulled and pulled and pulled, and I get furious and angry and aggressive, and I don't want that he that he expected me to tell him exactly what I want to say. Can you understand? I'm not really sure if I express it the wrong way, the right way.
And why do you continue to engage in this manner?
Because I really want to have freedom and peace with him, and I want to know what kind of conflict I create in this situation. It's a good question for what I engage this conversation.
I would express that this is a similar situation. In this, it is a matter of matching energy, and it may also be a situation of differences, and in that, you may be expressing in one manner and he may be expressing in a different manner, and therefore there is an element.
And what can I do when I see the differences? Then finish the conversation, or what could be the end?
I would express to you that you can begin, first of all, once again, in expressing a calm energy rather than matching energy, And in this, if you are noticing that there is a miscommunication occurring, allow yourself to stop, refocus, expressing a calm energy, relax, and allow yourself to ask questions. Ask for clarification. He may be expressing in a different manner than yourself, and in that, it is creating misunderstanding.
Okay. Would you say that he is common and I'm emotional?
I would express that you are emotional and that he is thought.
Thought, okay.
Now, let me offer you some suggestions in this. For you being the emotional focused individual, incorporate the ability to build a bridge, so to speak. For I will express to you that individuals that are thought focused can become confused in conversations if the individual that is speaking to them is speaking abstractly.
Okay.
Individuals that are thought focused almost require you to speak to them in precise, literal terms. Individuals that are thought focused are not as accomplished in speaking or receiving information in abstract manners.
Okay.
It is difficult for them to understand. Now, as I expressed in our group interaction previously, this is a significant challenge that is being emphasized now in association with this wave in consciousness addressing to emotion. Emotion is one of the base elements of your reality, and it concerns all forms of communication. Therefore, you being emotionally focused, incorporate the ability to actually be helpful and to be bridging these differences. And in that, it is necessary for you to not be opposing and not be matching energy, but to be offering a calm energy that allows for more ease in the interaction between you.
And is it possible that this is a part of my intent as well, to be a bridge?
Yes.
Building bridges as well?
Yes.
And is it a kind of responsibility and leadership for, I have some responsibility, leadership, and authorities. I think that could be some part of my intent as well. Or is it this building bridges?
Those would all be different avenues that you explore in association with this intent, yes.
Okay. And then I have two last questions. One for my friend Daria. She asked me for her intent, and her impression is that her intent is exploring natural expressions.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay. And for my daughter, I want you to ask why she is so keen on looking TV. She wants to ask you why she's keen on looking TV.
For it is entertaining and
entertaining
and stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
For it prompts her to think.
Okay. So, and at least have you got some advice for me to do the next few weeks to the lecture evening, or for me personally, what can I focus on?
Goodbye.
Focus upon inspiration.
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 Inspiration. Oh, wonderful. Inspiration, yeah.
And all of the manners in which that can be expressed.
Wonderful. It feels so great, and my shoulder blade is getting released. Yeah, released. It's quite really better. Thank you, Elias.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we have done it. So I'm looking forward to have another session, and I like this half an hour because I'm always afraid that I couldn't express myself, but now it's really great, yeah.
Very well. I shall be anticipating our next meeting, my dear friend. And
okay.
I shall be offering my energy to you in supportiveness and in encouragement for your success.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Elias.
To you in great appreciation and in lovingness. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bye-bye.